The plan would increase the tax on a 12-ounce bottle of beer by 2.5 cents, bringing Wisconsin's tax rate up from third lowest in the nation to closer to the middle of the pack. It would be the state's first beer tax increase in 38 years, or, as Assembly Democrat Therese Brousseau put it, the first since man walked on the moon. Brousseau says the $40 million raised by the tax would go toward alcohol abuse prevention and treatment.
It is a generally accepted concept of fairness that those who participate in an activity should help shoulder the cost that activity incurs.
This is the second time Brousseau has introduced this plan, and neither instance got a warm reception. Republicans and Democrats alike have badmouthed the idea, with some saying it would hurt working families as well as the state's economy. Senate Democratic sponsor Fred Risser says those arguments are familiar. He was in the legislature the last time the beer tax was raised, nearly four decades ago.
We were going to lose thousands of jobs. We were going to lose an industry altogether. We were going to lose beer drinkers. We had dire consequences predicted. None of those occurred.
The beer tax increase may get a hearing in the Senate, where Risser is president, but even Representative Brousseau predicts it won't pass the legislature this session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.